Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden spoke to Puerto Rico Governor Pedro Pierluisi about damage caused by Hurricane Fiona. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Biden promised federal assistance to support those on the island.
Biden reached the Puerto Rican governor while traveling back to the United States from London, where he attended Queen Elizabeth's funeral. Biden promised the governor that the U.S. territory would see a surge in federal resources. The Puerto Rican governor described the damage as catastrophic after the Category 1 hurricane made landfall and knocked out the island's electricity grid. More than 300 federal personnel are working on recovery efforts, and President Biden promised those numbers would increase substantially as damage assessments are conducted. The White House said FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell will travel to the island on Tuesday to meet with officials and assess urgent needs. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Britain and the world have paid their final respects and farewells to Britain's Queen Elizabeth II in London today. Britons lined the streets of London and Windsor Castle to honor the monarch whose 70-year reign in the UK defined an era. Royal Navy sailors pulled a gun carriage carrying the Queen's flag-draped coffin to Westminster Abbey. The Queen's coffin was lowered into the Royal Vault of St. George Chapel at Windsor Castle, the end of a state funeral that began with services. The first state funeral since Winston Churchill drew world leaders, including President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden. A bell tolled 96 times, once for each year of the Queen's life. Iran's president is traveling to New York for the annual meeting of the UN General Assembly. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports he says there are no plans to meet U.S. President Biden, but Iran's foreign minister said a prison exchange could be possible.
President Ebrahim Raisi told reporters as he headed to the U.S. that there are, quote, no plans whatsoever for a meeting with President Biden or other U.S. officials on the sidelines of the General Assembly meeting. Separately, Iran's foreign minister Nasser Kanani told Iran's ISNA news agency that Iran is ready to exchange prisoners with the U.S. Kanani is quoted as saying negotiations on the issue have been conducted, and independently of the JCPOA, as the nuclear deal is known, Iran is ready for a prisoner swap. He offered no details about who might be involved in such an exchange. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
With the Federal Reserve meeting this week, many analysts and investors are betting on another major move up in interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell bluntly warned in his speech last month the Fed's drive to fight inflation by upping rates is not over and could, quote, bring some pain. It's widely expected when the Fed wraps up its meeting tomorrow, rates will rise on Wednesday, rates will rise by another 0.75%. On Wall Street today, the Dow is up 197 points. You're listening to NPR. There are 20 quadrillion ants on Earth. That is the number an international team of scientists published in a paper out today. NPR's Joe Palca has the story.
The researchers from Hong Kong, Germany, and Australia didn't actually go out and count ants. Instead, they combed the scientific literature for papers estimating local abundance in a variety of different regions around the world. A total of 489 studies were included in the final analysis. According to the authors, 20 quadrillion ants translates to approximately 12 megatons of dry weight, more than the combined mass of all wild birds and mammals, according to the researchers. And there are a lot of different kinds of ants. Nearly 16,000 species have been described, and estimates are just as many have yet to be described. The new results appear in the journal PNAS. Joe Palca, NPR News.
Some of the students who survived a May 24th school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, are continuing to grapple with a range of mental health issues. Officials there say one 11-year-old girl was hospitalized for weeks due to a racing heart following the massacre at Robb Elementary. Others have described being anxious or even hiding when they see someone who resembles the gunman. The gunman wielding a semi-automatic-style assault weapon killed 21 people. That included 19 children before finally being shot and killed by law enforcement. Crude oil futures prices moved slightly higher in volatile trading today. That's amid concerns about tight supply, which, as Trump fears, that global demand might slow due to the slowing economy. Oil was up 62 cents a barrel to settle at $85.73 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.